Here's Donny Hathaway explaining his theory of composition from These Songs For You Live a few years before his suicide. When I think of music, I think of music in its totality, complete, like you know, from the lowest blues to the highest symphony. So what I'd like to do is to exemplify each style or as many periods as I can possibly do. I was listening to a thing I was studying in my orchestral conducting class, Stravinsky's History of a Soldier. He uses the timpani like a primitive person would use a timpani. That was one of the things Coltrane added to his music from studying people like Ravel, who had been writing symphonies, who had exhausted music to the point of just writing chords that were atonal, that didn't have any harmony at all. Just colors, clusters.
I know he sold records to all kinds of people. Played in Europe. That shit don't mean nothing. It was black life. You look around. Turn the camera around and around down here. Right now or come back in an hour. Come back in 10 years. It's black life. They can listen if they want. Anybody. People can do anything they want. But that was black life he had in his mouth. His hands. His foot on the pedal. A black man's life. There have been others. Curtis, Marvin, Stevie, they all had their own chips. But Donnie, he stared your life right in the eye. Bobby Blue Bland does it some. Al Green did it a bit. You probably know all this already. Don't know who you're going to show this to. Chances are, they know all this already too, because ain't nothing complicated he did, just stare at a black man's life. Most of your viewers won't do that. Most of them probably don't come around down here no ways. Some may live around here, and I'll tell you what. No one down here looks their life in the eye. Not lives to tell about it, they don't. Some do, and end up with a face looks like this busted up curb right here. A woman might look at a black man's life. She might stare over the fence. His woman might look and tell you all about it. You can bet on that. It's love, Jim. And I remember at one point he stopped the band and asked politely if we could be quiet and applaud if we like. At the end of each song, there was a roar of laughter. He wasn't laughing. I remember that.